What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
Oh, I'd call him a scale.
What?
I'd call him a scale. Now, what do you call?
Well, that's fine. That's fine. I just want to know what you call it.
Well, that's what I'd call it.
What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time? What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
Their name?
What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this, and people about his age like to have them and play with them?
Oh, bone.
Have you ever heard that called a boy bone?
No, I haven't. Okay. I've heard it called a wishbone or the putty bone.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. And what are some other things that you make out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Well, you can make cornbread muffins.
Now, for the muffins, do you use the same kind of batter that you use for cornbread?
No, you would different. You would make it different.
How? What would the difference be?
Well, in cornbread, just plain cornbread, you wouldn't add your eggs and things like that to it.
Uh-huh.
But if you're going to make muffins, you'll put eggs and maybe a little bit of sugar in it. And, you know, you're leavening, soda, baking powder.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, if you don't, it's just plain cornbread.
Okay. And what besides muffins out of cornmeal?
Well, I don't know what you might call that. That'd be about like that. I don't know what size it would be. But in dipping them into your tins, you would put a tablespoon into one tin.
Uh-huh.
That would make, and when it rises, that would make a full-size muffin.
Okay. Let's see now. Would you ever make something out of cornmeal, make cornmeal into a little bowl? You might have some onions or something in it and fry it in deep fat.
You're talking about hush puppies.
Yeah. That's what, do you ever make those?
Mm-hmm.
And do you put onions in them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you put onions and just, you know, your fish gravy, where you fry your fish. You just dip them over in that fish.
Uh-huh.
Drop them in there and they're done time to get them in there.
Uh-huh. Now, let's see, have you ever made dumplings from cornmeal?
Not from cornmeal.
Not from cornmeal.
I haven't from cornmeal.
Uh-huh.
I make them from biscuit.
Well, now, how do you make the dough for the dumplings?
Well, I make it just like, as if I were going to make biscuits.
Uh-huh.
Then I roll it real thin. I don't cut it. I roll it real thin and cut it in little strips, and then take it up and break it and drop it in my pot pan, whatever I'm making my dumpling in.
Uh-huh.
And that's all it is.
And
Oh yeah, they'll fluff up.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. They'll fluff. When they start cooking, they'll fluff up.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
That's a hot cake.
Hi, I'm in the oven.
Ash cake. Ash cake.
What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Kush.
What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour that you buy in the store?
Light bread.
What do you call round, flat, a round pastry? It's not a flat. A round pastry like that. It's got a hole in the middle.
Pastry?
Well, pastry is a bad word for it, but it's a thing that you can buy in a bakery, and it's round and it's sweet and it has powdered sugar.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. They're nice.
Yeah.